le'ili nishmas rav klemne mishkalmin ben rabbeinu eli melech. Gittin perek dalad mishna aleph. Hashaleach get le'ishto v'giyah b'shaliach, or shishalach achrav shaliach. Person sends his get through a shaliach, he sends it to his wife. And then v'higiyah b'shaliach, he happens to meet the shaliach along the way, just happened to bump into him. Or shishalach achrav shaliach, or he sends a second shaliach after the first shaliach that he already sent out. V'amar lo. And he tells the first shliach, or the second shliach tells the first shliach, Gechen asati loch batalu. The get that I sent is batal, harei zeh batal. Both of these cases, the get is batal. It's machlokes in the Gemara. What's batal? Is it the shlichus that's batal, or is the etzim get that's batal? Either way, it's batal. The chiddush of the first case is that he happened to just bump into the shliach. So since it seems that he didn't do it on purpose, maybe we're saying that he doesn't really mean to be mevatel the get. Rather, he's just trying to cause issues for the woman, so she'll think that she's not divorced and she won't get remarried. Or the second case where he sends a shliach after another shliach, that's also a chiddush. Mehecha tesi, why is the second shliach stronger than the first shliach? Kamash malan, that it is, and he can be mevatel it. Kodem etzel ishto. But what if he gets to his wife first, before the get arrives? O sheshalach etzel shliach. Or he sends a shliach that gets there first. V'amrlan, he tells the woman, get sheshalachti lich batalhu. The get that I sent you is batal, hareze batal. It's also batal. Im mishyagia get liyada, but once the get goes into her hands, shuv enu yochel avatlo, he can't be mevatel, even though he's coming. And he was making a schlep. So Mestama, while he's traveling here, he's mevatel it. Nevertheless, we don't say that retroactively he was mevatel it for sure while he was, you know, coming here, because he must have traveled and he must have done it before. Could be he was running after the shliach to push him. Or Mikra didn't really, he was mevatel by the fact he was traveling. But Midrabanan were machmer, because Lamaisa, he didn't tell her before she got the get, we make him divorce her. Taisus brings these mahalchim. And the Rav says that, therefore, if a person would give a get to his wife and say that the get is chal from now, meaning this is the day that it's chal, today, on condition that something happens later, or on condition that a certain time passes, but it's chal now. In that case, if tomorrow he wants to be mevatel it because that condition didn't happen yet, he can't, because there was a nesina, everything was done l'shma, everything was done correctly, the get got into her hand, she wasn't divorced yet. Teretz says, because it's retroactively, the only thing that we're missing is the condition. But once that condition comes, it's retroactive that she was already divorced before he said he was mevatel it. Mashenkin, if he doesn't say that it's chal now on condition, rather he just says, I'm giving you a get on condition that something happens, and that thing didn't happen yet. So therefore, the chalos of the gerishin did not occur yet, and only occurs at the time that that thing happens, not retroactively, but at the time it happens, therefore he can be mevatel in such a situation.